Hello, my name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide, which is called Threads of Promise. Today is Monday, December 1st. Right now, we're focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. And today, I'll be reading Isaiah 25 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading from the ESV. Let's read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Isaiah 25, beginning in verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will fear you. For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm against a wall, like heat in a dry place. You subdue the noise of the foreigners, as heat by the shade of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is put down. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on this day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in his place, as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands. And the high fortifications of his walls he will bring down, lay low and cast to the ground, to the dust. The title of this devotion is The Ultimate Christmas Feast. If you're like me, you likely have recollections of bygone days, of Christmases spent with loved ones crowded around a table, with food covering every inch of the surface. Perhaps those were the good old days for you. The holidays can be hard because they remind us that what once was is no longer the case. People we love leave, and the table seems a little more empty year after year. While it's meant to be a jolly season, for many of us, the holidays actually bring to light the sadness and the brokenness. We feel the sting, the effects of sin in the fall, the covering that is cast over all peoples, don't we? In Isaiah 25, after Isaiah spends chapters indicting the people for their sin and prophesying the Lord's coming judgment, he looks ahead with anticipation to the day when the Lord will return and gather with us in Mount Zion for a feast that will overshadow any Christmas extravaganza we've ever attended. Imagine all the people crowded around the table, filled with the feast prepared by the Lord of hosts himself. Yet as wonderful as the food and drink might be, to me, the best part of the celebration comes in verses 7 through 9. On that day, we will feast in celebration because God will swallow up death forever. Death, in other words, will finally be dead, and along with it, all the ill effects of sin that have plagued the world since the fall. No more brokenness, no more sin, no more strife, no more sickness, no more funerals, no more empty tables at Christmas. And God himself will tenderly wipe away every tear from our eyes as we behold the glory of the one who has come for us and saved us. He will speak and our reproach will be taken away. And our response on that day will be, behold, this is our God, the one we have been waiting for, the one who promised he would save us. And all of his promises have come true. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, in some ways this season feels so hard. Would you meet me in these broken places? Please sustain me with the promise that you will return. Remind me of the hope that one day you will wipe away every tear from my eyes. Encourage me with the anticipation of being reunited with the people I am missing and with those who've gone before me in Christ. You are my God. Help me to wait faithfully for you, trusting that you will keep your promises. Amen.